The Jacobites were those who were never comfortable with the removal of James II and his family in 1680-89 and the replacement of James by his son-in-law and daughter, William and Mary. These were men who felt that the hereditary succession had been broken, that the crown had been illegally passed on to those who were not entitled to become King and Queen of Britain. And the Jacobites' existence was predicated upon recovering the throne for James II and his descendants. The name Jacobites is given to those who, in all parts of the British Isles, had that primary loyalty. They tended to come from all walks of society, but were particularly well represented within the nobility and the gentry, many of whom followed James into exile in France. There's quite a large Jacobite diaspora across much of continental Europe by the early 18th century. Jacobitism is also very strong in Scotland for much of the period down to the mid-18th century, certainly as far as the defeat of the Jacobites at the Battle of Culloden in 1745. But it's a mistake to think of Scotland as Jacobite, England as non-Jacobite, and to see it in some ways a kind of clash of nations within the British Isles. So the Jacobites are those who can't accept the revolution settlement and regard what happens thereafter as deficient and a breach of the historic order.